Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Friday, February 5th, 2016. I am Jason Powell. We start out today with the sad news that Axel Rotten died at the age of 44 on Thursday in Baltimore, Maryland. The former ECW wrestler dying at a McDonald's near a hotel that he was staying in. Details are, well, let's just say it doesn't sound like a great situation that he was in at the time. A friend of his, there's no official word on the cause of death, but friends strongly suspect an overdose. There's some talk that some of the people that he was hanging out with actually stole some of his possessions after he passed away. So it sounds like a very ugly situation. Certainly, Axel Rotten, a guy who was very passionate about pro wrestling, made his, I think is going to be best remembered for obviously his time in ECW, did a lot of tag team work with Balls Mahoney toward the later in the promotions run. Troubled individual when it came to substance abuse, very sad story, and my thoughts and prayers are certainly with his family and friends at this time. On a lighter note, NXT did make some cuts on Friday. The biggest names to come out of this wave of cuts thus far, Bull Dempsey, Marcus Louis, and Sylvester LaFleur. None of those wrestlers has really been featured on NXT television prominently as of late, so I don't think anyone should be too surprised to see them go. I really liked Bull Dempsey, though, before they went with the kind of silly bullfit gimmick. And I know the crowd liked to chant it and everything. I just thought before that he stood out as a guy. He was a throwback in terms of his body type. I always joked that he looked like the long-lost son of Black Bart. But I always did, at the same time, fear that that body type would work against him. And I don't know if it did. I'm not sure exactly what led to his release from the company just yet. But he had very complimentary things to say about his NXT experience in a post on Twitter. He also put his contact info out there for people who would like to book him on independent shows. And you can find all of that information on the main page right now at ProWrestling.net. I'm going to keep the SmackDown thoughts brief today because we just have so much to get to. So I will also direct you to .net for Jake Barnett's full-length review of SmackDown. But I will say, I thought this was one of the better shows in terms of it just feeling a little more newsworthy than usual. They did a nice job of setting up the AJ Styles and Miz match, which I enjoyed. It was Chris Jericho right there watching the match on commentary. Did a hell of a job on commentary. I really liked Jericho there. And he was also there to challenge Styles to a match. Not for Raw, but actually for next week's SmackDown. And that feels like a big match by SmackDown standards. And if not, either way, I like that we actually got a week's worth of hype. We get a week's worth of hype. You know, we'll see what they do on Raw now, because usually it's just, okay, Raw, they're going to announce a match or two for SmackDown. Maybe three if it's they just moved to USA Network. But a lot of times it's, hey, we don't know what we're doing. Let's go with a talk show segment. In this case, they're giving you a week's notice for something on SmackDown. When's the last time that happened? And so I think that was a really nice touch. That's good to see. And I hope that becomes the norm. And I really hope they do a good job on Raw of building this up as a big match. Why wouldn't you want SmackDown to produce good, strong television ratings? I've never quite understood WWE's approach to the show. And especially now that it's on both Raw and SmackDown are on USA Network. I mean, you would think there'd be the same opportunity for synergy that there were when it was on Sci-Fi, since it's owned by the same conglomerate. But no reason, there's no reason stopping them at this point from doing more. And this was a step in the right direction. I also liked that we saw some minor issues between Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns in the main event tag match. It wasn't a major fallout or anything, just Reigns actually getting hit by Ambrose, and then nearly getting hit again by a suicide dive late in the match. And so they're playing into what Stephanie McMahon was talking about on Raw. And I was actually surprised we didn't see some of this occur on the Raw show when she was talking backstage about it earlier. I thought for sure during the main event we might see one of those oops moments that, the heel announcer, Jerry Lawler last night, but on Raw could have been JBL kind of stirring the pot and questioning whether that was actually accidental or not. It's going to be fun to watch this develop, but they're running out of time now. We're getting closer and closer, getting 2 weeks of television left to go before the Fastlane pay-per-view. And so I would expect to see some developments here on Monday. They do have Brock Lesnar advertised for Raw again. He is not advertised for the following week's show. So whatever, unless he's added to something, and I know he's been added to some upcoming SmackDown even. They're running out of time to set that up, but this may be their last shot with Brock Lesnar to get things going heading into Fastlane. And then with the women on SmackDown, we got a little bit of a storyline development here as we had a kind of a fun backstage segment with Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks bickering it by the end of it. It basically agreeing that they're tag team rivals, essentially. They're rivals, but they're kind of coming together for to fight. I guess it would be in this case Tamina and Naomi. And so I'm guessing whether it remains to be seen if that's something they're going to have that match on actual Raw or SmackDown television, or if this is something they're going to do at the pay-per-view to kind of occupy their time. Because in the meantime, it looks like they're setting up Brie Bella against Charlotte for the Divas Championship. And as we've talked about, I think it makes sense to, if you're going to go with a triple threat with Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks challenging at WrestleMania, we don't know, but just speculating, I think it makes some sense to kind of pull them apart for now from Charlotte, at least through the Fastlane show, and then you can go back to it. And so I think Brie is kind of a temporary thing, a temporary program for Charlotte. We'll see. I mean, they could end up paying off both matches or giving away both those matches on television, but I don't think that's where they're going. I think we're actually certainly going to see a Divas Championship match, is my guess, at the very least, and maybe that tag match as well at Fastlane. Again, for more details on last night's show, be sure to check out Jake Barnett's full-length review of WWE SmackDown. He does live coverage every Thursday night as the show airs on USA Network. Before we get to the WrestleMania scenarios, let me take a moment to tell you about .NET membership. On Thursday alone, the members heard the .NET Weekly Audio Show, 60 minutes with Jake Barnett and I discussing all the news of the week, Zach Zimmerman's review of the NXT television show, Will Pruitt's review of the Lucha Underground television show, the Ring of Honor TV review with Darren Gutteridge and Hayden Gleed, should be up by the time you guys hear this, and also my TNA Impact Wrestling review went up this morning. So if you are into audio, as I assume you are if you were listening to this show, know that there is a ton of it available exclusively each and every week for .NET members, plus the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast. The third part of it will be exclusive to members. You've heard it here on the Daily All Access side, the first couple of parts. Jake Barnett and Will Pruitt will be getting together again for the third part, again, available exclusively to members. If you are interested in membership, visit the main page at ProWrestling.net, and you will see on the right side of your screen the sign-up area. Once you are in there, you'll see three different pricing options. The longer you commit, the more money you save. If you want to start out and just give us a shot for a month, see if it's a good fit for you, that's cool. $7.50 is the price tag. Great time of year with WrestleMania coming up to see if we're a good fit for you. The ad-free version of ProWrestling.net with all that exclusive audio content. If you want to sign up for 6 months and save yourself some money, you can. If you want to go all the way to a year, you'll bring that $7.50 price tag down to an average of $5.50 just by signing up for 1 year of .NET membership. Again, all the details available on the main page. All right, for the question of the week, I asked you guys for your big three WrestleMania matches, with the catch being that you had to use wrestlers who are on the active roster, so you couldn't call in Batista or Goldberg types. Doesn't mean they can't be there, just saying for this, let's be realistic here. Let's stick with what we know they have to work with. And I left this open to members and non-members this time. We will start with Eric Denton, who sent his in via email. And I'll give you, I'll tell you what everyone had to say, and then give some quick comments on this. His big three: Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, John Cena. He admits that he acknowledges, he believes anyway that Cena will be back in time for Mania. It's a big if at this point, but Cena against Undertaker, Nakamura against Lesnar. I like it. You're kind of leaving out the title match, so maybe you think it's a foregone conclusion that it's Triple H and Roman Reigns, and I would certainly think that that falls into the big three category. Lesnar and Nakamura, I think it would be a hell of a match. I just think it's a long shot given that Nakamura is advertised for the TakeOver show. So I don't know how realistic that one is. But I think if when that match happens, and I assume it will at some point, I think you can make a big fuss over it. You can build to that and make it seem like a huge showdown match, and I hope we get that. Same with Zayn. I just don't know that Sammy's going to be up in time for Mania. I wouldn't be surprised if that's something they start after WrestleMania, though. .NET member Blake from Milwaukee Rocky says aside from the obvious world title match, he would go with Kevin Owens against AJ Styles for the U.S. title. He says he's not sure if Sammy counted, so he took him out of a potential triple threat between those guys. Charlotte and Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks in a triple threat for the Divas Championship. This man likes his triple threats, but he did not go with the triple threat for the IC title. Instead, he went with Dean Ambrose against Chris Jericho, against Kalisto, against Neville, against Dolph Ziggler, and The Miz. It's a ladder match, so like your big Money in the Bank style ladder match for that. I don't know that the Divas triple threat, if that, I'm looking, when I say big three, basically what I'm thinking is, and maybe we'll turn this into a separate question here coming up in the days ahead, who do you have Brock Lesnar and Undertaker face? What's your title match? You know, those are, because those are the what they are going to perceive as the big three. Now, hey, the Divas triple threat match could turn out to be awesome. And I think you're going to get your wish with that at WrestleMania. I think that is a match you will see, but I don't think it's going to be a big three match. I don't think the Owens and Styles match is going to be a big three either. And I don't think the ICs, none of these come off as big three. They kind of feel like undercard, really good undercard matches, middle of the card match, not even undercard. I guess with WrestleMania, there's only so much space available. So maybe they would, you know, in some cases they would fit the undercard description. So again, not really big three, but matches that, yeah, I would like to see some of these. I think I'd take Jericho out of the IC ladder match because I would rather see him involved. And for that matter, Dean Ambrose. I know you had the U.S. title on Owens by this point, which could happen. But I'd like to see Jericho and Ambrose have singles matches on the show. I'd even leave the U.S. title on Kalisto and you know, have some of the guys you mentioned, some of the other, and then add some names to it and go with that ladder match if you want to have a Money in the Bank style match. Member William Van Landingham III says his WWE Championship match, Reigns against Triple H against Lesnar. He'd go triple threat. Undertaker against Owens and AJ Styles against Rusev. Now, the triple threat is interesting because I do think there's a scenario where we get one at WrestleMania. Because keep in mind, they could always pull a fast one at Fastlane by having someone other than Roman Reigns win. And the way Reigns gets into the match is simply that he never got his rematch. He has a rematch clause. I just assume that they're not going to have Triple H wrestle, so we'll just conveniently forget that. But maybe they are kind of leaving it out right now by design. They're going to surprise us at Fastlane and have someone other than Reigns win, and that's how Reigns gets into the match. So it could be Lesnar, could be Ambrose, something worth keeping an eye on. The Undertaker-Owens match, I've said, I like that more than the Brock Lesnar-Kevin Owens match that a lot of people have thrown out there for the simple reason that I just think Owens disrespecting Taker plays better. I think people can really get behind in quick fashion because he's so damn good on the mic. The idea of Kevin Owens, this foul-mouthed prick insulting Undertaker, you know, the character Kevin Owens just showing no respect for the most respected wrestler maybe ever in Undertaker. I think you could build that up quickly and effectively. I would like to see that match. Styles and Rusev does not feel like a big three match to me. And I know, William, I think you laid out your entire WrestleMania card. I think it was you who did it. So maybe you had some other stuff on there, but it was like, okay, you highlighted the big three. I hope AJ's in a big three match. I really do. I just don't think against Rusev qualifies. Will Rusev get the tanks, though? If you bring out the tank again for Rusev, you might be able to sell me on that one. Mike from Buffalo, another .NET member, says he would go with Kevin Owens as champion against Taker with Taker's career on the line. Boy, that's a lot of work to do between now and Mania. You got a lot of things to do. I don't think that one. Don't hold your breath. Brock against a heel Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman with Roman Reigns. Now, that one I've said, I thought there was a chance they were setting it up even last year, and I thought they may even continue that into this year if the main event was going to be Brock against Roman, which I still think is the match they should have gone with as the WrestleMania main event this year. And then during the match, Heyman shocks everybody by leaving Brock for the guy that he continually put over last year on during the build to Reigns against Lesnar last year. If you remember, Heyman wasn't bad-mouthing Roman Reigns. He was building him up to a point where it was like, yeah, I mean, it's logical for Paul Heyman, the person playing this part, to build up the guy that they're trying to get over as an elite babyface. But it reached a point where it was like, is something going on here? And that way you solve the problem of if you don't trust Reigns to cut promos, well, Lord knows Heyman can do it. So I don't think you're going to get that in time for Mania, but I do feel like that's something that they could at least consider. And the other one on your list is Ambrose against Jericho for the IC title in a no DQ match. Yeah, I wonder if we'll get to that. I mean, Ambrose is kind of tied up in the world title picture right now. Jericho obviously was thrown out of the Rumble by Ambrose. Jericho gave the big shoulder bump as he was leaving when he was the mystery partner of Reigns and Ambrose in their losing effort against the Wyatt family on a pay-per-view last year. So it's kind of a match that we've all had kind of penciled in as a possibility. I wouldn't mind seeing that at all. And then James from Mobile, Alabama, another .NET member, says he would go with Lesnar against Styles, Owens against Zayn, and Kalisto against Neville. A lot of love for Owens and Zayn. Again, just not a big three match. Can it be once these guys get a chance to do their thing in the main roster? Yeah, absolutely. Could, you know, if they took their time with this and told the same story that they have in both Ring of Honor and NXT, or you know, some variation of that with these guys, well, maybe by next year's Mania, it could be a top three. But this year, I wouldn't say it fits that, but it's a match I'd like to see. But again, I think you're more likely to see it at post-Mania. And then Kalisto-Neville, yeah, I mean, it's a match I'd like to see. It doesn't scream, certainly doesn't scream big three at WrestleMania to me, but it is a match that I would enjoy watching. And then final one, David from Middlesbrough, UK. He says I'm pronouncing it correctly. I wonder if he just enjoys hearing me mispronounce it. Hopefully I'm getting it right. He says he would go with Kevin Owens against Styles with the winner facing Ambrose for the IC title later in the show. Seems like a lot of work, David, but considering the guys involved. Okay. Taker against Reigns and then Hunter against Ambrose. He says three matches with clear babyface and heel combatants and Reigns, who is meant to be booed. Well, I mean, hey, that is a possibility. It's with the Taker, just the uncertainty with Undertaker right now, as far as who his opponent will be at Mania. Maybe they, I mean, I just think they're going to end up going with Hunter and Reigns, and it's going to be pretty straightforward at WrestleMania. But if they do, if there's a swerve there and they do want to turn Reigns, well, that's a hell of a way to do it, is to have him, go over on Taker at Mania. Maybe he's even humble and he goes into this acting like the nicest guy in the world, and then he just pulls a rug out from under him at Mania. Or as you said, maybe, you know, if you'd like it to be clear babyface heels, he turns before then and has the showdown match with Taker. So not a bad idea. I don't know that they'll go with it. I'm going to try to be realistic here, because I could definitely come up with some dream scenarios of my own, and many of them I'd have to say the same thing. But I know it's not a realistic big three match, because it doesn't involve Lesnar or Taker, because I think that's how WWE is going to look at it. My guess is that they do go with Lesnar against Wyatt. It's not what I want to see. I am like James from Mobile. I want to see Lesnar against Styles. I think there's a great story to tell there. It's not the ultimate undersized underdog like it would, you know, David versus Goliath with Brock against Daniel Bryan, but I think you can tell a good story with these guys. I would hope they don't play up the size thing too much. We talked about it on .NET Weekly, and I laid out my scenario for Jake going into detail, so I won't go into too much here, but I think there's a way that Paul Heyman could really build up AJ Styles, similar to the way he built up Roman Reigns last year, by doing the bulk of the talking here, by putting Styles over as he talk, you know, he's talking about how great AJ Styles is and all of his accomplishments, and coming from Paul Heyman, people are going to be like, oh, wow, this guy is a big deal, and simply saying, but you're not good enough to beat Brock Lesnar. And yeah, there's a little bit of an issue there, because Brock is a bit of a babyface right now, but okay, you blur the line a little bit heading into Mania. I assume Brock is going to disappear after Mania, maybe until SummerSlam. Don't know it, just a guess, because we're seeing so much of him now, that I think that could work. I would have gone with Reigns against Brock to begin with, believe me. But I think you're going to see Reigns against Hunter. It's not my ideal WrestleMania match. I have no problem saying that. But I think you will end up seeing that match. And so that leaves Undertaker. And I'll go back to Kevin Owens. I'll keep it nice and brief. Again, I just think you can really build that up quickly. Now, they may have something bigger in mind. Maybe they have somebody coming in from the outside. I don't know. But I like Kevin Owens a hell of a lot more than I do Braun Strowman. Or just, you know, some big guy that Undertaker has to slay the beast. That formula worked at one point for Taker. You go back and watch it, and it's not pretty. But, I mean, that was early Undertaker. These days, it's Undertaker. He doesn't move like he used to. And I think he needs a guy like Seth Rollins could do for him. And just, you know, hey, if Rollins was available, obviously, but, you know, just guys that like CM Punk has matched with him, where those guys are doing a lot of the heavy lifting for him. Not that he's not holding up his end, but I don't want him to have to go out there and carry some greenhorn like Braun Strowman. I just don't. Not now, not at WrestleMania. If this were, all right, we're getting Taker and Strowman and it's going to be at Fastlane. Well, okay, I wouldn't be excited about it, but I'm really unexcited about it when they're talking about doing it at WrestleMania. So with being realistic about it, that's what I would do. I hope they have an ace up their sleeve. I really hope Vince has something that's going to wow us, but that is what I would do. And thanks to everybody who took part. On Monday, I will definitely have another question of the week when I do my Monday Daily All Access podcast. Looking ahead to the weekend, WWE is in Calgary tonight. They are, and then on Saturday, Brock Lesnar is in the ring. I don't really know why, but in San Jose, California at the SAP Center, no match advertised on the arena website, but it's Brock and Paul Heyman are advertised as being there. So if I think that's the biggest show, I would say, of the weekend, just because of Brock's involvement. WWE also finishing out the weekend on Saturday and Sunday in this one, I'm probably going to blow. Penticton, British Columbia, and then Abbotsford, British Columbia, respectively. Both of those shows with, well, the one, actually, we do have an advertised main event for the one. It's Dean Ambrose against Bray Wyatt for the IC title is the Penticton show. And then Abbotsford looks like it has Reigns and Rusev, Del Rio, Uso brothers, and AJ Styles on that show. Little thing, and I admit, maybe totally reading into this, I don't like looking on the WWE website's live events page and seeing AJ buried on, like, page 3, along with, like, the divas. You know, hey, nothing wrong with being a diva. Well, there is. They should be female wrestlers, but that's another story for another day. But why is AJ listed way behind so many other people? Shouldn't he be, if you think he's a star, shouldn't he be showcased? Is it another tell that WWE doesn't think it's that big of a deal to have AJ Styles there? I hope not. But Ring of Honor is taping television in Nashville, Tennessee at the Municipal Auditorium on Saturday. This will be their final event before the 14th anniversary show that is coming up. They are advertising a 7-team gauntlet match for a future Ring of Honor tag team title shot. And then a top prospect, the semifinals and finals of the top prospect tournament. The Briscoes facing Alex Shelley and ACH. Dalton Castle against Christopher Daniels. Adam Cole against Matt Sydal. And then what may be the greatest match of the weekend, Silas Young and the Beer City Bruiser facing the boys in Nashville, which is basically home territory, home turf for the boys, Dalton Castle's boys, facing Silas Young and the Beer City Bruiser. If you were going to any of those shows, along with the NXT events, I should also point out that the NXT tour continues. They were in Memphis last night. Coming up tonight, they were in Nashville at the War Memorial Auditorium. So, yeah, Nashville's kind of a wrestling center of the universe here with shows from NXT and Ring of Honor. And then also in Indianapolis to close out the weekend. Plus, they're doing some double shots because they'll be in Lakeland, Florida, and Barlow, Florida as well. But if you were going to any of those shows, NXT, Ring of Honor, WWE, we could definitely use your help. Even the basic results would be great. If you can do a detailed report, that's great too. And you can always send your information to dotnetjason@gmail.com, dotnetjason@gmail.com. All right, that is going to do it for today, everybody. Please remember to subscribe to this daily podcast, rate and review us on iTunes or anywhere else that allows such reviews. That is greatly appreciated because it helps spread the word about the podcast, and that's what we are trying to do. So if you can help us out in any way, it's greatly appreciated. But I certainly thank you for listening either way. Have a great weekend, everybody. I will talk to you again on Monday. Until then, take care.